The first step is to become aware of oneself and the conflict between the dark side and the light side of our psyche. In other words, we must study ourselves like an objective scientist would, noticing what we think, how we feel, and behave. The light side of our psyche may wish for us to be fit, healthy, successful, happy, have integrity, and therefore congruency between beliefs, speech, thoughts, and behaviours. Whilst the dark side, on the other hand, encourages laziness, produces limiting beliefs, unhealthy actions, and harmful speech. Thus, the dark side of our personality creates barriers towards personal growth and life potential. This psychological fight between what we want for ourselves and our life and how we actually behave creates fractal parts within our psyche and splinters personality. For example, part of us wants health, wealth, and happiness perhaps, whilst another part generates thoughts, beliefs, and behaviours which prevent us from achieving such goals. To resolve this conflict, we should work to develop both our body and mind, because if either one is weak or incongruent, then dis-ease or even disease will follow. You cannot have a strong, clean, optimally functioning mind without the same quality of physical body. And equally, of course, if your body is frail, so too will be your mind. You must therefore work to cultivate a mind and body which are strong and capable. You should study yourself, both physically and psychologically, with an open, honest, and inquiring approach. Identify the dissonance between desires and behaviours. Become conscious of the inner battles which rage between what you want in life and what you actually do. You should work to become cognizant of automated thoughts and challenge those which limit progress towards completeness. Work to identify your psychological saboteurs and begin the alignment of mind, body, and behaviours and become complete. This book aims to help you expose and identify with conflicting parts within your personality. Begin the alignment process and mitigate the psychological dis-ease caused by the mismatch between who you want to be and who you currently are. Rather than an autocratic book, this book should be used more like a workbook and an introspective guide. The words written will not change your life, but rather your participation and your own application of effort to complete this book and the activities herein will be the path to a better, healthier, wealthier, and happier existence for yourself. A critical mind, which analyzes your thoughts and feelings as you read, will be necessary. As you advance throughout this book, you may feel a sense of resistance or denial. Be conscious of such experiences as they arise and monitor yourself to discover the foundational truth behind such feelings. What is the cause of your resistance? What thoughts and beliefs lay behind your denial? Are such causes true, or are they a product of your dark side aimed at limiting your progress? Like a child, at times throughout this book, your mind may have small tantrums or wish to sulk, perhaps. Notice such psychological facets of your personality with an objective and inquisitive eye. At times, your psyche may become parental, wagging a judgmental finger of righteousness. Be conscious of such thoughts and inquire into the truth. Developing the willingness to take control of your thoughts, feelings, and behaviours is a critical skill and will serve you well throughout your life. Becoming the master of yourself via conscious effort and analytical thought will put you in the control seat of your mind, your body, and behaviours, and therefore your life. Choosing to control oneself is a choice to reduce uncertainty in life and increase positive results. A loss of control, or merely a sense of lawlessness within oneself, creates unhappiness and thus is directly opposed to the highest intention you have for yourself and life. Instead of being a passive bystander to your life and the direction it drags you, if you engage with this book fully and take part in all the activities within, you will develop a new sense of autonomy, self-mastery, and ability to steer the course of your life.